Too often we struggle with an attraction, a drawing to the things of the world. Why do I have to give that up? Why can't I do this? And when we talk that way, it just shows that there's a sight of Jesus that we have not gotten hold of yet. God wants to reveal himself to us in such a way, he wants to reveal his beauty to us in such a way that the world, he outshines anything that the world would point in our direction. And that's the answer. It's getting a greater sight of Jesus. That's how you overcome the world, the flesh, and the devil. He takes all desire out of you, and he replaces that with a desire for himself, an attraction to Christ that is so compelling. And we've had a little taste of that, I'm sure, but the Lord would like to reveal himself more perfectly along those lines. I was reading in the Psalms, and David, he said that I long to see the power and thy glory in this dry and thirsty land, just as I've seen you in the sanctuary. And David was talking about how he's out there in the wilderness, maybe being hunted down by a Saul or going through trials in life. And he said, when I go to the house of God, I experience God's power and his glory. And I want to experience that here and now. This world has nothing to offer me, but I want to have Jesus with me like that all the time. And then in Psalm 27, he talks about the beauty of the Lord, that I might behold the beauty of the Lord. There too, when he went to the house of God, there his eyes were opened, and the Lord became so attractive to him. He got a sight of his beauty. And so since just recently, I guess in the past year, I've often prayed when people come to church, Lord, cause them to experience your power here in this place. Cause them to experience your glory, the glory of your presence and your moving among us. And cause us to get a glimpse of the beauty of the Lord. And I've claimed that before almost every meeting. Lord, we want to experience your power. We need that power of God in our life. We need the glory of God to fill these temples as we come together. And we need to see the beauty of Jesus. Jesus needs to outshine everything that the world is offering to us. We need to lose all interest in that, because our interest is replaced by a desire for Christ himself. And we see in Jesus all that we want, all that we need. And we turn around and look back at the world, and we see that it's so disappointing and so empty and really has nothing to offer by comparison. And the Lord likes to do that for us at camp. I remember as a young person coming up to camp, and after a time of seeking God, I went back home, and the world just had a stench to it. I didn't want to listen to the radio on the way home and hear that worldly music or these different things. It was distasteful to me. Unfortunately, sometimes that would wear off after a while, and I had to get back to camp or get back to God. Which was, of course, really what I needed to do. I can't wait from summer to summer to meet the Lord. I need to learn to meet him right where I am every day. And I found that if I would just get away and spend a little time with Jesus and just sit at his feet and look into his face, that beauty of Jesus would captivate me again. And then the world would become so ugly and so unattractive and so offensive to me. It's music, it's entertainments, it's styles, and all that the world holds as so valuable and so necessary seems so empty. And I realize that God would like to maintain in me that sight of Jesus, and that he doesn't want that to get clouded over. And if we sense that we're losing that, we can always get back to him. And just spending some time at the feet of Jesus and letting him just cleanse the world out of us and causing the light of Christ to shine more brightly makes all the difference in your life. And so I trust that as you go back home in a number of days, that that you'll continue. You'll say, Lord, I want to maintain this touch with the Lord, this sight of Jesus that you've given me at camp. And Lord, I don't want to get back into the things of the world. I don't want to get sucked into its ways. But I want to maintain that presence and that beauty of Jesus in my life. And God will show you how to do that. And he'll help you to make time, and he'll draw you. I notice that often, as soon as I go back from camp, I sense the drawing of the Lord upon my life in a new way. And it's easy to slip away and spend time with him and get into his word. I feel that he's helping me. He's calling me to that. And that's something we don't want to ignore. If the Holy Spirit makes us sensitive to his drawing, we ought to yield ourselves to that and nurture that in our lives. And when we begin to ignore it and allow ourselves to pursue other things, that drawing seems to dissipate, and then we have to put forth more of an effort ourselves. But the Lord is so willing to put forth the effort for us. And so let's pray that God will open our eyes this week to see Jesus in a way that we've never seen him before. It doesn't matter how long you've served the Lord, doesn't matter how well you know him, there's always a richer, more glorious sight of Jesus that we need and that he has for us. Lord, we pray that you'll do that in this camp today. We thank you for a good night, for helping us through the night. Some slept well, others got through. But Lord, we're here this morning, and this is the day that you have made. You've given us another day of life. You've given it to us, Lord, to seek you, to know you, to serve you. And Lord, we thank you for that. We pray, Lord, that that today on these campgrounds, that your presence will be treasured, recognized, and honored. We pray, Lord, that you'll help us often throughout the day to reach out to you in our hearts and to love you and to commune with you. We pray that you'll help us to think about the things that you've been speaking to us, and until we enter into the full blessing of what you intend for us, Lord, the full understanding. We pray today that you will manifest your power on these grounds. Lord, it's only by the power of the Holy Ghost that we're changed. It's only by the power of the Holy Ghost that we can live the Christian life and know you and have fellowship with you. And we open our hearts and welcome the working of your Spirit in each and every one of us, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, that we can expect that from you. That's why the Holy Ghost has been given. And he's seeking hearts where he can reveal Jesus in a greater way. And so let the power of the Holy Spirit be upon us, Lord. Break those bondages in our lives, Lord. Free us. Bring us into real liberty in God, that we might serve you, Lord, without fear and without restraint. We pray, Lord, that you'll fill this camp with your glory, Lord, every gathering. And Lord, throughout the day, as we fellowship one with another and spend time alone with you, let us sense the glory of your presence, Lord, the nearness of Jesus. We invite that drawing of the Holy Ghost upon our lives, Lord, because we tend to forget you. We tend to so easily get distracted and taken up with petty things. But Lord, you're calling us to come apart at this time and to get to an experience, to know you. And so draw us, Lord, we pray, and help us to respond quickly and wholeheartedly to the attraction of the Holy Spirit. We pray, Lord, that you'll also on this day open our eyes. Lord, we need to see the beauty of Jesus. Lord, there's no one like you. Nothing that can compare with you, Lord. Nothing in this world, Lord. We pray that you'll just open our eyes, just as you opened the eyes of the disciples and they recognized who you were. And Lord, we want to see you that way also. We want to see your glory. We want to see your beauty. Lord, we want our hearts to be captivated. And Lord, we pray today that you'll just drive the world out of us, out of our thinking and out of our desires, Lord. And we pray that you'll give us such a cry to know Jesus in his fullness and to be filled with Jesus and to belong to him wholly. Lord, we just thank you that you are more glorious and beautiful and wonderful than anything we can imagine. And today, that light is shining over this camp. Let us all come into it, Lord, more fully. Do it for the children. Do it for our young people, Lord, and all of us guests and staff. Lord, we pray that today we'll see Jesus. We ask it in your precious name. Amen. Praise God. Sorry for the musicians who know that I'm out of tune. It might be the weather.
Open my eyes, Lord. I want to see Jesus, to reach out and touch him, and say that I love him. Open my
Jesus himself. Do you remember that time? I know he's still doing that, but do you remember a time in your life when it wasn't just going to church and religion and But somehow God began to reveal. He took the veil away, and you got a sight of Jesus that has changed your life. And you've been pursuing that and walking in the light of that for some time now. Praise God. You remember that time? Hallelujah. Has it gotten better? It should. And if it hasn't, well, then God wants to make it better. Praise God. We can believe God for that. Let's be free to share it this morning. If God wants to use you, it would be a blessing to us to hear what Jesus means to you and how precious he's become. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
I believe he was playing it before.
My Jesus, I love me, I know
I'm not afraid to die.
Sing number 26 in our white book. Glory of His presence. Praise God. Number 26.
Oh, Praise God. Hallelujah.